Mini episode 1013 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 1013. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 4.3. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 4.2. Number five, Mike alarmed Lydia with his need to set up a cover story, but Gus liked it because he knows that he's going to need Mike a lot more now. Gus's admiration for the way that Mike works has been apparent from almost the start, and it's only growing as the future cleaner stands up to Lydia in order to do things his way. Now that Gus has pounced on the Salamancas while they're down, he's going to need someone with the capabilities that Mike brings in order to keep the upper hand, and he's going to do just that. Number four, Jimmy and Mike may be about to cross a big moral line in terms of victimizing innocent people. Jimmy's come a long way since season one, when he couldn't even follow through with taking bribe money that was embezzled by the Kettlemans. Now, after having rudely rejected some nice people who are about to provide him with much-needed employment, he's now going to approach Mike to steal their valuables. Mike hasn't had the same moral depths yet, though, which will probably prevent this from happening, at least initially. Number three, Kim confronts Howard with a greater fury than she ever mustered during the times that he screwed her over. These two have generally confined their disagreements to passive aggressiveness, but Howard's attempt to dump his guilt on Jimmy brought out the mama bear in Kim, the likes of which we've never seen before. It's unclear where Howard goes from here in terms of the canvas of the show, but if Jimmy contests the will, and at this point he surely wouldn't shrink from that, then we'll see the battle of the younger brother that Chuck wished he had and the one that he actually had. Number two, Gus has made his move and gotten the upper hand on the Salamancas that he will keep until the last few moments of his life. And what a brutal move it was, complete with vicious murder by zip tie and suffocating plastic bag. Nacho is pretty much full on his bitch at this point, so the guy who's been leading a double life between the Salamancas and his respectable father is now going to have to make it a triple life as he works for Gus behind the back of his criminal associates. What a terribly tenuous spot he's in now. Number one. That last letter from Chuck could be the thing that splits open the psyche of Jimmy McGill once and for all. If Kim thought that Chuck's last hateful gesture to his brother was as harmful as she said, we'd have seen her destroy it. But the fact that we didn't means it's looming out there as Chekhov's paper, just waiting to be accidentally discovered by Jimmy, much as Hank would accidentally discover Walt's fateful poetry book years later on Breaking Bad. We're calling it now. It will be some point late this season when Jimmy stumbles on the last attempt by Chuck to sabotage his life, and it will be very instrumental in this series' defining journey from Jimmy to Saul. The loud suits will be right around the corner when James McGill Esquire gets that final gut punch, and we know that it will be worth the wait. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Paper Mate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, The Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.